Welcome to today's episode of Fit Friends Happy Hour. Today, we are talking all about the 80-20 rule. What is it? How does it apply to food? And is this something that I should be doing, or is it just another diet?
Welcome to Fit Friends Happy Hour with your hosts, Katie Hake and Lauren Wrighton.
I'm flying solo today, so put your seatbelts on and let's go for a ride. Okay, that was probably the cheesiest introduction I've ever done, but I am on my own today and I don't have my wing woman to do the intros for me because let's be real, we all know Lauren is much better at them. Anyways, thank you so much for listening today. As you guys know, we have been shifting some things with the podcast. We took a little hiatus next week. By the time you're listening to this episode, we will actually be at Podcast Movement in Orlando, Florida. Crazy to just even sit and reflect that we started this thing, you know, over 2 years ago, and now we're going to a week-long conference. So I'm super excited to just network and meet other like-minded individuals and get outside of my health and fitness bubble and really talk to just other business owners, other entrepreneurs. And when we get in those uncomfortable situations, we all know that we grow from it. So today we are talking all about the 80-20 rule, and the inspiration for this episode actually came from Instagram. So as you know, we love when you guys interact with us and you let us know what topics that you want to hear, because yes, we record the episodes and we do the research and bring the answers to you, answers and opinions, but you drive the episodes. So this is a podcast for you to help you be happier, healthier, smarter, stronger versions of yourself. So this episode inspiration comes from Katie Johnson. She's actually a fellow Purdue alum. So boiler up, she asked if we could do an episode about 80-20 and then talk also about sugar addiction. So we're going to save the sugar addiction one for another episode because I know that also is a hot topic. And I would love to bring another outsider perspective in my field of nutrition to kind of give you guys more of the research on that as well. So let's talk what even is 80-20. What does that mean, right? We hear this all the time, whether it's talking to friends, family, or, you know, maybe you've heard this advice from a trainer at your gym. I think when people are saying that they eat 80-20 is what they consider moderation, right? So the idea is that I'm eating, quote, clean 80% of the time, and then whatever I want 20% of the time. So I'm here to just share my opinion of why I'm over it. I'm almost embarrassed to admit it, but we've talked about this on the podcast before. If you scroll back to our episodes from 2017, please don't. We were still learning our opinions and our, you know, we're smarter, we know better now, but how we view health and fitness has changed so much over the years. And I myself probably preached this to many of you listening. If you knew me a couple of years ago and you've been following me since I started in health and fitness, I would say, yeah, just, you know, moderation. Eat well 80% of the time and then have fun on the weekends, eat what you want, and that's moderation. But now that I'm learning more about intuitive eating and really just diving deeper into working with clients about, you know, how do we fix this mindset? How do we get out of that diet mentality? Well, the more I started thinking about this, I was like, this is kind of some bullshit too. Excuse my French, but here's the first reason. I'm going to give you three of my biggest reasons or my points for why I'm over the 80-20 rule. And quite frankly, I think you should be too. So number one, 80-20 is implying that you can have the freedom that you're looking for, right? At the end of the day, we all just want to live our lives and eat what we want. And so the 80-20 implies that, yeah, you can eat whatever you want. You're going to be able to have that cookie. You're going to be able to eat that pizza. You've just got to eat well this 80% of the time. And so I think it's almost, it puts us almost in denial, right? Like it's almost a way of tricking myself. I'm not on a diet. I just eat 80-20, right? So I think it's a cop-out and just another form of a diet, but with, I guess, looser terms, if that makes sense. So it's really not giving you the freedom that it implies, right? We think it's going to allow me to have more balance, have more moderation, eat the foods that I want and love and enjoy, and still hit my goals, but At the end of the day, that still rules, and it's not freedom. The second reason I'm over it, like I'm done, is it categorizes foods as good versus bad. So for example, 80%, I think a lot of people assume is, okay, well, I'm eating 80% of the week, and then 20% I eat a cheat meal. When, I mean, I'm not very savvy at math, but if that would be 20%, I think of the weekends, or I think of, you know, if I were to be doing 80-20, I'd go, oh, okay, Monday through Friday, I eat quote unquote clean, right? Because that's the word that people use. And then I cheat or eat what I want on the weekends. I consider weekends Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I don't know about you, but back in my dieting days, I was not right on that bandwagon come Sunday morning. And you better believe I was going out to dinner Friday night. So that's 3 days, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, 3 divided by 7. That's like 43%. So really, it's more like 60-40. So it doesn't even make sense as far as math goes. Back to my point, good versus bad. All food has a purpose, right? Like food is food. All foods are going to have some form of energy, right? And when I say energy, that means calories, but it's going to give us nutrition, right? Whether it's a protein, fat, carbohydrate, every single food that is out there is made up of some ratio. And we need to take away these labels and stop villainizing the cheat meals on the weekends. That's still food, right? Like just because it has a different nutritional content, food is food. And when we label things as good or bad, that goes along with sometimes how we label ourselves. Have you ever eaten a salad, right? And then in your head, you almost reward yourself like saying, oh, I was so good this week. I ate the salad and I said no to the cookies. But then what happens when you don't say yes to the salad and you eat the cookies, right? Then we think I was bad, right? And eventually that cycle of we're categorizing these foods as good and bad, but then in turn, that's reflecting on how we feel, not just about the food, but about ourselves and for actually eating the food. And the third reason why I'm over the 80-20 rule is because the idea or the theory itself was not made for nutrition or for eating. If we go back to where the 80-20 rule even came from, it's actually also known as the Pareto principle. I don't know what society, Italians maybe, Romans, I don't know. The idea was that 80% of the land or the money in whatever country this was in, sorry, I should have done more research, but 80% of the wealth was owned by 20% of the people, right? And so basically it's saying that life isn't fair. And another way that I've always heard this term in business is that 80% of our efforts come from 20% of our causes. And so if we try to translate into that, into food, that doesn't make sense, right? If I'm eating healthy 80% of the week and unhealthy 20% of the week, the Pareto principle says 20% of your efforts cause 80% of your results, right? And so that would be saying all this junk and, you know, cheat meals that I eat on the weekend, that's resulting in 80% of my efforts. So if you even take it to that extent, that doesn't even make sense. That's saying, well, if I continue to eat this way all the time, that's where most of my results are going to come from. So stop using 80-20. The reality is it's still a diet. Now I want you to really take a step back and think, if this stings a little bit, if I hit this ball and it landed in your backyard, why? What is it that you're actually seeking? What is it that you're looking for? If you're looking for the freedom with food and that word moderation and balance, it doesn't start with a diet. It doesn't start with rules. So we've got to continue to, when different ideas and catchy and trendy things come up, question it. And remember, at the end of the day, you are the expert at your own body. You know what's right for you. And so I hope this episode, I hope it doesn't aggravate you. I hope it doesn't make you mad. I hope it fuels you and empowers you to know that you are in control of your own body. You make your decisions. You make the calls. You don't need any other rules or parameters to make those rules for you, because boy, it's a journey, but it's possible. And it starts with trusting our body and knowing that it's possible, right? So this was a quick episode of Fit Friends Happy Hour. You know, as always, we would love if you could share this episode with one of your friends, family member, maybe somebody who does say they do 80-20. Spark a little debate. Let's see what happens. And the only way that we can get this message out and change and impact the lives of people everywhere is with you. It starts with you. So you can leave us a review on iTunes or Stitcher. We would love to hear what your favorite episode is, what you like about the podcast. I don't know, you can share what you don't like. But if you do leave your username or your email, let us know. We'll be sure to hook you up with some sort of awesome prize. You can also find us on Instagram at Fit Friends Happy Hour and tag us. Let us know what you think. All right, that's it for today. We will be recording live next week at Podcast Movement in Orlando. So stay tuned for that. Follow us on IG stories. We'll be sure to post and give you guys an insight to the conference itself along the way. Otherwise, we'll talk to you next week. Bye.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Fit Friends Happy Hour. If you liked this episode, don't forget to share it with a friend. You can also find us on Instagram and Facebook at Fit Friends Happy Hour. Talk to you next time.